Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast today. I'm so glad you're able to join me, and if you're a new listener, welcome. And we pray that you are blessed. And I just want to say to my spiritual family, my UCM family, those who are a part of my correspondence ministry that I write to every month, I so appreciate your prayers, your financial gifts, and without your love and support and sacrifices, we couldn't remain on this station. And so all glory to Jesus, and thank you and God bless you for standing with me. Well, the Lord has directed me this week to spend some time in the book of Jonah, one of the minor prophets, and we're going to be looking at a comparison of Jesus and Jonah. Now, that might be somewhat of a curious comparison, but we're going to see what the Word has to say. The book of Jonah, if you recall that story, this prophet was sent by the Lord to prophesy in the city of Nineveh, a great and wicked city, and he didn't want to do it. He ran away from God, and we learned the perils of disobedience. Because of his disobedience, there was a great storm at sea, and he knew it was because that he was running from the face of the Lord, from obeying the commission that God had given him, and the seafaring men threw him overboard, expecting that was the end of Jonah. However, God had a very instructive way of ministering to the prophet. He had 3 whole days in the belly of a whale or large fish to consider his situation, to consider his attitude, and God, in his mercy, spared his life, and the great fish vomited it up on the shores of Nineveh, whereby he then obeyed the word of the Lord and prophesied for 40 days and nights that unless there was repentance, Nineveh would be overthrown. So as we look at the book of Jonah, we can see the perils of disobedience, and we certainly can witness to the fact that God uses imperfect vessels. And all the characters in the Bible, you know, they're not whitewashed. We see their tremendous courage and noble characteristics, but also we see their human weaknesses and failings and foibles and sin. And God he presents them in truth, and we are given all these examples so that we can learn from them. As far as Jonah, he was a godly man. He was prayerful. He was a powerful prophet. He was courageous. He was truthful. But he was also self-willed, and he was bigoted, and he was selfish, and he was jealous of his prophetic reputation. Of course, there's pride involved in that, is there not? But we also see a beautiful illustration, a marvelous example of the length and breadth of God's love and mercy and grace, not only to the rebellious prophet, but to heathen nations. And in this particular case, the citizens of Nineveh. And really, this is the theme of the entire book, that the God of the Hebrews, the God of Israel, has concern for the whole world. We are all created by Him. He loves every single person that's ever been born on the face of the earth. And we've been made, mankind has been made in the very image of God. And the whole purpose of Jesus's birth into this world was to destroy the works of the devil, to restore man to fellowship with God, and that God could have that family that He's always desired. So with the Lord's help, what we're going to be doing in these next several days is we're going to look at a comparison of Jonah and Jesus. Now, At first hearing, we might think, well, I don't know, is there any kind of comparison? But let's just see what the Word says. In John, the 7th chapter, I'm going to start reading at verse 45. And what we see here is that the Pharisees had sent some officers to arrest Jesus, to bring him to them. And let me start reading at verse 45. Some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Now, verse 45, then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees. And they, the Pharisees, said unto them, why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Now, I'm going to stop for a moment. Remember Nicodemus? He was one of their number. But he had come to Jesus and he was hungry. God's hand was on him. And even though he knew very strictly and was raised in the law, yet his spirit was hungering after truth and he was drawn to Jesus. So in verse 50, Nicodemus spoke to that bunch and he said, Nicodemus saith unto them, and then there's a parenthesis, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, this is what he says, verse 51, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? There he was defending Jesus, and they answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. Verse 53 says, and every man went unto his own house. That was the last statement on this subject. All right, so what do we see here? We see the Pharisees were addressing Nicodemus. The officers and guards had returned to the Pharisees without Jesus, saying they were really impressed with him. Never man spake like this man. And so their comment was they were putting down Nicodemus, who was making a defense, at least in a judicial way. We can't condemn him without hearing him. Their response was that there was never a prophet that arose out of Galilee. However, as learned as they may have been, they were greatly in error. Not only was the great prophet, that of course is Jesus, from Galilee, but they were forgetting that one of their very own prophets, Jonah, also came out of Galilee. Jonah was from Gath-Hepher, only a few miles northeast of Nazareth. He lived approximately in the 8th century BC, when Amos and Hosea were prophesying. He is specifically referred to in 2 Kings, the 14th chapter, verse 25. And this is what the word of the Lord says there. Jeroboam restored the border of Israel according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher. So obviously there's no mistaking this is the one and the same who was commissioned by the Lord to go to Nineveh. So obviously the Pharisees, they were not only ignorant of their history and their law, but also they certainly didn't have ears to hear the one who spoke truth. Now, names in the Bible always have special significance. Your name is significant. Your name is important before the Lord. And I don't believe the names we have are just by accident. Our parents just decided to name us that. There's a purpose in the names we're given. We see that throughout the Word of God. And like, for example, Abram was his initial name, and it was changed by the Lord to Abraham, meaning the father of many nations. So Jesus, that is the name of our Lord and Savior. It's the Greek for Joshua or Yeshua, meaning Jehovah is salvation. Praise God for that. And of course, we refer to Jesus as Jesus Christ or Jesus the Christ. Christ really isn't his name, but it means the anointed one of the Father. Now, Jonah's name means dove. And If this was any expression of his human nature, then it may explain why he chose to flee the wickedness and violence of Nineveh. He did not want to go there. It had a reputation of all the cities of the world of being a very wicked and evil place. But even more importantly, his name has spiritual significance. He was the son of Amittai. He's identified in the word as that. But his father's name is shrouded in obscurity. We don't know anything about him. However, his father's name means truth. So, in our comparison, we understand that Jesus is the only begotten son of our heavenly Father who no one knew but Jesus. Jesus said that. No one knows the Father but I myself, and those to whom I will reveal him. And so Jesus is the Son of Truth, as Jonah was, if you will, the son of Amittai, the Son of Truth. And of course, we know the dove throughout Scripture is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. We know that he bodily descended. He could be literally seen descending upon Jesus when he was baptized. And Jesus is the dove of peace and reconciliation. Of course, that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit, is it not? Jonah was a human vessel that was used to reconcile, at least for a time, the people of Nineveh to God, just as the Holy Spirit is given to us now if we will hearken to him, if we will allow him to woo us, to draw our hearts. We will then be drawn to the Lord and be able to basically have a relationship with him by realizing who we are, what we are, that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and ask for repentance and ask to be part of his wonderful family. Amen. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to look a little bit in depth at the ministry of Jonah, and I hope you can be with us. But at this point in time, I just want to again thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. And in a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, I have just recently, I was going through a battle, and I called a couple dear friends in the Lord, and I'm telling you, beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. And so as you write, know that I will stand faithfully with you and pray for the victory that you desire of the Lord. Thank you again. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.